Welcome to the second part of today's show, The Townships at 12. I'm Maureen, and in the second part today, I will be talking with Katie Lowry, the executive director of the nonprofit Phelps Helps out in Stanstead, an organization that started off as a tutoring service and has grown to a service that has six different services within the organization, helping young people from age 6 to 35 years old. But first, we will hear the song by Eddie Current's Electric Minds.
I am this lonely vision of you standing in a field. You got a lot of life to live. Nothing left to yield, and the sunset squarely leaves no light to reveal the harshest of words that your deep land conceals. Some live for the bottle and some live by the sword. Some live for each other and they don't ever get bored. Just spread your wings and then work to enforce. Your destination isn't just some unknown distant shore. So we move to the drum while the rhythm is hot. Let us sing out the words that you never forgot. Then we'll take it in hand and never get caught. Sentence fit the crime. I don't feel at home here in these modern times. The jury states we are the fate of our electric minds. So we move to the drum while the rhythm is hot. Let us sing out the words that you never forgot. Then we'll take it in hand and never get caught. Oh, one small step for man's that step we rarely see, outshone by the glamour of our subtle kings and queens, showing their compassion while finishing a scene. And even at West Point could still act a stain. So find the one that loves you even when you're down and out. You're the king of the world now until your final bow. For the magic will escape you when you're on the run. Any life's worth living and you've only got the one. So we move to the drum while the rhythm is hot. Let us sing out the words that you never forgot. Then we'll take a breath and never get caught. Oh. So we move to the drum while the rhythm is hot. Let us sing out the words that you never forgot. Then we'll take a breath.
For the Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Katie Lowry to the Townships at 12. And Katie is the executive director of Phelps Helps, the nonprofit organization out in the Stanstead area. So welcome, Katie.
Thank you. Hello.
So could you give us a little bit of an overview of Phelps Helps and what you do there?
Yes, my pleasure. So Phelps, we are going into our 12th year of programming out in the Stanstead area, and ultimately we started around school perseverance, so trying to get more of our young people graduating from high school. In that effort over the 12 years, we've grown from a single high school tutoring program to six programs that serve students or young people in the area ages 6 to 35. So we currently have 400 participants within our programs each year. And for our population, that's 1 in 3 young people under the age of 35 are accessing our programs. So we're really excited to be serving so much of our community. Our programs are within the schools as well as after school. So we have academic programming for elementary school students. It's kind of a traditional homework help program for grade 5 and 6. And then we also have 3 nights a week that we work with high school students here in town. So we are a direct bus stop from the local English and French high school, so Alexander Galt, and then primarily Lavish High School. So all of our programs are offered in English and French so that we can serve the population equally.
That's wonderful. Bilingual. Okay. And 1 in 3. Sure. I'm just astounded by that. That's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. We're really, I guess, surprised. I've been with the organization since inception. And in our first year, I remember the days of having just 7 participants. So seeing how much we've grown, it's a lot to be proud of.
It is, definitely. So, fall, you have the students are back. So what's being planned? And I know you had an open house too recently.
Yeah, we had an open house where we had over 70 community members come out, kids with their families. It was really great to kind of reconnect with everyone and get ready for this academic season. This fall, I wanted to talk about a new program that we piloted last year, but we're continuing this year. We now have a youth club. So Phelps has always had its traditional academic programming, but since the pandemic in particular, we wanted to have more of an outreach to catch the students who weren't coming through our regular programming. And a great way to do that was opening a Friday night youth club. So it's more of a recreational side of things. We get to put in place programming that's just for fun. So on Friday nights, kids age 12 and over can come down to our center, and we have different activities planned for them. We have an upcoming 2000s party. We do, you know, a board game night, those types of things that are animated by 2 university students who were former Phelps kids. So it's really nice to see that full circle of programming. And that youth club also offers cooking classes once a month. So we have something that we're launching this fall called Flavor Labs. So once a month, we have a special chef come in and teach, a budget-friendly, accessible cooking class that's nutritious for our young people. So they're developing, you know, some real life skills in a fun way.
That is really, really wonderful and so important too, and kind of like a little party, you know. You get through the week and there's something special on Fridays, and a great place to go for the youth.
Yes, yeah, we have fun for sure. And it's a great way to attach them to our academic programming. So sometimes we might have somebody who's a little reticent to come in for tutoring. They come and enjoy the fun activities and get used to our space, attached to our staff. And then we're able to get them to come in and get some academic support as well.
Mm-hmm. So important. What a great way to, showcase your activities and everything. That's wonderful. Okay. So that's new this year. Well, last year, and it's a little bit more than this year, I guess. Mm-hmm. What else is coming up this fall?
Yeah, we are also underway in recruiting for a youth committee that we have. So a youth committee is young people from the Stansted area. We're targeting some post-secondary students. We're happy to see many more of our Stansted youth heading off to Champlain and Bishop's. So we're putting together a youth committee to increase their, you know, civic engagement, give them the opportunities for volunteering to bolster their CVs. So we are putting calls out. We're recruiting, hoping to put together a committee of 4 of 17 and older students. And then we also have a younger youth committee that kind of is mentored by the older group. and they will work on putting together events for kids in the community. So we did a little bit of this last year. We had 6 members, and they hosted a winter ball, for example, that was hosted at the Pat Burns Arena, and they decorated it, and they put the event together themselves and had great attendance. So we wanted to increase youth engagement in general. So our youth committee is a way of doing this.
Mm-hmm. What a great idea. It sounds like you have a lot of students coming back to help once they've graduated, and a lot of interest.
Yes. Yeah, we're really lucky to keep those ties. One of the nice things about being able to serve youth up until 35 years old is they may have come as a high school student and they go off to post-secondary or into the career and, you know, market, but they always have a place to come back to if they want to, you know, explore new options or just have a bit of guidance. They can keep coming back to Phelps. We're always here for them.
And that's a wonderful program. What about adult volunteers? Are you looking for more adult volunteers to be tutors? And
Yes, we are always seeking volunteers. Being in Stansted, we're a little bit further from the city center, so it's really important for us to try and get people coming in from Lennoxville and Sherbrooke. So we offer a gas allowance for the travel, a gas reimbursement to incentivize coming out. And we have many, many options throughout the week. So we're looking for people who could maybe dedicate an hour of their time at an elementary level or a high school level. We have so much programming that I'm sure there's something for everyone. And so, you know, I'd encourage anyone to either look at our website, phelpshelps.ca, or find us on Facebook, and you can send out a message if you might be interested in giving an hour of your time to some pretty great kids.
Mm-hmm, definitely. What requirements would somebody have to have?
So I think it's mostly a keen interest. A lot of what we do is more of a mentorship model. You don't have to be a subject expert. You don't have to be a teacher. You just have to be a kind listening ear. And our team will help support with the academic side. If you do have a background or strength in math or French in particular, those are areas that we're always trying to get some volunteers in. The students really struggle with math, so getting some math minds out here would be great.
Mm-hmm. Math is it's a difficult subject in general for a lot of people. I can understand that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Any special success stories in the past year that you'd like to share?
I think, there's many successful stories, but I think this summer something that really jumps to mind is we started a Jeune Co-op project. So this was a youth entrepreneurial little project that we started in partnership with the Stansted Farmers Market. And so we worked with young students throughout the summer who then manned a table at the farmers market, and we worked on sort of these real life skills with them. And I just have to say, by giving young people the responsibility of being at the farmers market and with a little bit of guidance, I really saw their confidence transform. So since we've been back, I've had so many people in the community say, hey, we saw the Phelps kids at the market, and the first week I saw them, they were too shy to ask if we wanted anything. And then I went back a couple weeks later, and they were, you know, standing up tall, head high, asking how they might be able to serve. And you could just really, really see their confidence grow. And that's just going to set them up for success in life. So I think, you know, these really hands-on projects, these opportunities, that anytime we can bring an opportunity like that to young people, I believe they rise to the occasion when given some responsibility. So that was really, really nice to see this summer, and something we're going to continue doing.
And that's wonderful. Confidence is so important. It's half of the battle, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think makes Phelps Help so successful?
I would say that our team is pretty special. We have a lot of our staff that work here, our community members, our kids are within the community. We really understand, I think, what it is to be a part of SANSED, and we can be seen as someone trusted within the community, and that's really special. That's a little bit of the secret, the magic to it, and they're so committed to what they do. And I think the other thing is that we kind of try to think outside of the box and engage with the community in multiple ways. So whether or not we're volunteering to be in a dunk tank at a festival to just be more relatable to the students and the families that we serve. So I think maybe that's part of the magic of Phelps.
Okay, that's great. Now, you're a nonprofit organization. How do you keep running? Do you look for donations and have fundraisers?
Absolutely. So, you know, with us constantly extending and serving 1 in 3 young people, that does come with a cost. So we're always open to taking in donations. Again, on our website, phelpshealth.ca, there's an opportunity to donate. We do host some events throughout the year, in particular campaigns that we put out there, but many local businesses support us, as well as many local individuals. So we appreciate all of those gifts.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we could give the website again and maybe a phone number. And you said you're also on Facebook?
Yes. So our website is www.phelpshealth.ca. And you can find us on Facebook under Phelps Health, as well as Instagram. And the phone number at Phelps, if ever you have a question or you wanted to learn more, it's 819-704-0799. As well as every Thursday in the Sherbrooke Record, there's a border report written by our team, so highlighting something that's happening in the area, in the SANSED area, or something that's going on at Phelps. So we hope lots of people will follow us, enjoy the adventures that we have.
Okay, well, that's a great write-up in the Record, too. I was reading that this morning. Anything else we left out, Katie, before we go?
I don't think so. I'm just really grateful. Thank you for taking the time to highlight what we do at Phelps, and we hope we get some volunteers.
Okay. Katie Lowry, thank you very much, the Executive Director of Phelps Helps out in the Stansted area. All the best on all your activities, Katie. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Oh, I hope you know I will carry you home, whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road. Oh, I know there's so many ways this could go. Don't want you to wonder, darling, I need you to know. We were talking to the sunset, throwing dreams against the wall. I know none of them are stuck yet, but I bet it on you, honey. Oh, I would risk it all. These days, these nights, are changing. My mind is set on you. I'm not afraid to say it, to say it's true. Oh, I hope you know I will carry you up, whether it's tonight or 55 years down the road. Oh, I know there's so many ways that this could go. Don't want you to wonder, darling, I need you to know. In this and every life, I choose us every time. California dreaming, our whole life fit in that car. Didn't have a bed to sleep in, we kept each other warm under a ceiling full of stars. These days, these nights, changing. My mind set on you. I'm not afraid to say it, to say I do.
seduce us every time. Tonight or 55 years down the road.
And that tune was by Alex Warren, Carry You Home, here on the Townships at 12. Next up, we have the health news, and today we're going to be talking about pumpkins. Perfect season for pumpkins, October. Rich in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, pumpkin is incredibly healthy. What's more, its low calorie content makes it a weight loss friendly food. Its nutrients and antioxidants may boost your immune system, protect your eyesight, lower your risk of certain cancers, and promote heart and skin health. Pumpkin is very versatile and easy to add to your diet in both sweet and savory dishes. Try incorporating pumpkin into your diet today to reap its health benefits. A new song by Gwen Stefani, Somebody Else's. I want to thank my guest today, Michael DeGorge, fire prevention technician for the city of Magog. Fire Prevention Week, October 6th to the 12th. Don't forget the open house in Magog on the 5th. At the firehouse, all kinds of activities for the whole family. And I want to thank Katie Lowry, Executive Director for Phelps Helps out in Stanstead. Check out the website www.phelpshelps or look them up on Facebook. We will end today's show with a song called One Last Song by Preston Pablo. Thanks for listening, everyone. And if you have an idea for an interview, please email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. Have a great afternoon.
Will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong? Selfish, wrecked it, didn't wanna regret this. Why'd I give you all? Break the silence, blame it all on our timing. Guess we ran out of love. So if I fight for us, will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong? One last song.